Blog Talk Radio.
Legendary status. Big XL. Sam Pisa, a.k.a. TF. Where y'all go learn, man? You can't stop what's inevitable. It's the incredible. PZ, a.k.a. TF, dropping jewels, but they edible. I ate my vegetables, but he ate my spinach. Riding with Vic again, so no, we ain't finished. Legendary status, so no, you cannot copy. Riding dirty radio, so crispy, y'all so sloppy. Answer to the street, so we know just what is needed. But keep it underground, staying down, cause he ain't greedy. This is where you find what is popping for the culture. Where we keeping it all fresh and stay away from all the vultures. No, scavengers here, just keeping it real. Big got it out the mud, but it's still so clear. So sit back, relax, and just let us lead you. If you're trolling for no reason, then we don't need you. It's Big XL, he can't be stopped. Riding dirty forever, the home of real hip-hop.
What up, world? It's your boy, Big XL, Riding Dirty Radio, back again with another exciting episode of the Riding Dirty Radio Show. Before we get into it, man, I got to let y'all know some things. First and foremost, y'all make sure y'all join me on YouTube every Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. with our daily song battle, The Duel. Again, that's every Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on YouTube as we give y'all our daily song battle, The Duel. Now, any artist interested in being a part of The Duel and winning our prize package after 6-7 victories, you can email me at bigpickxl@gmail.com. All right? Now, I always got to let everybody know, please make sure y'all check us out, follow us on all our socials, on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, everywhere, Riding Dirty Radio, RIDINDURTYRADIO. Again, that's RIDINDURTYRADIO. Got to say one time for the good people here at WRFG, 89.3 FM, where you can check us out every Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, and Thursday night, Friday morning at WRFG, where we bring y'all the best in what's next and now in the world of hip-hop, R&B, and we are most definitely the voice, the voiceless, all right? We are here moving and shaking. We are the ones that are turning you on to the music that is cultivating the world, and that is basically what's popping right now. We're giving it to you before anybody else does. All right? So, again, man, we've been with WRFG for the past 15-plus years. Got to say thank you for them for facilitating and making everything we do possible. All right, ladies and boys and girls, we got a fine show. We got an artist on the line. I'm gonna bring him up right now. Shout out to everybody, man. Shout out to my guy Chief. Shout out to Creek and Mariah. Shout out to everybody who makes what we do possible. Shout out to every single person that makes what we do possible. All right, ladies and boys and girls, I want to welcome to the Ryan Dirty platform, representing that Chi-Town, representing Chicago. It's my guy Defense. What's going on, my G?
What's up, bro? How you doing, man? It's a blessing and an honor to be here, man.
Man, you know what? It's an honor to be talking to you. I'm glad to have you on the show. Man, I've been checking out your work, and I'm a fan.
Man, thank you. Thank you, brother. Highly appreciate it. Thank you.
Now, the first thing I want you to do is let the people know, what part of Chicago are you from?
Oh, man, Chicago, Southeast side, that's where I, you know, that's where I'm from. I grew up largely, you know, there, like, my entire life. Like, that's where I'm from. They don't get no better.
All right, now, I'm going to be very honest. A lot of times, through the media, Chicago is portrayed as a very treacherous place. How did you survive Chicago? Or how have you survived?
Wow. Well, I'm going to tell you one thing. Chicago is and deserves its name. But I can honestly say there are much more beautiful places in Chicago as well. And the way to survive Chicago is to, I would definitely say, be alert, stay on point. And again, if you don't belong, you know, you don't belong, mind your business, and you should be fairly okay with those things. You know, and I say be aware because, you know, you can be in situations or around certain people that's involved. And if you out here playing, then 9 times out of 10, you're going to get what you're looking for. You know, a lot of people just be like, oh, that's my friend, and we hanging out, and it don't go like that. You know, you end up, you know, getting gift wrapped with your company 9 times out of 10. That's how it goes.
All right. Would it be fair? Do you think Chicago does it deserve the way the media looks at it, or do you think Chicago somehow gets a bad rap?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think it's overdone by the media, you know, because, you know, it's up to, you know, certain individuals to, you know, gain popularity by doing so. But, you know, it's a double-edged sword, but I think definitely for the most part it gets a really bad reputation because people want to, you know, like, again, just give people that look like, yeah, this is really like Iraq, like, you know, but it's a way to survive here without, again, you know, planting yourself in the middle of these situations, you know?
No doubt. All right, now you just said something, and a lot of artists that I talked to from Chicago, I asked this question. Some years ago, Spike Lee did a movie called Chi-Raq. Do you remember that movie?
Oh, of course.
All right, how did you feel like that movie represented Chicago? Especially because a lot of people were upset saying that it was a bad representation. Spike Lee's not from Chicago. How did that movie make you feel about its portrayal of your city to the big screen?
Man, I ain't gonna lie. I respect what Spike does, you know, but, man, I ain't gonna lie. I really look at it like, that's not really it, like, even with the accents and, you know, like, it'd be a lot of stuff that filmmakers get wrong about Chicago, man. Like, I swear, it's definitely not giving you that real feel of Chicago, man. You know, it's hard to do that, though, you know?
Definitely, no doubt. All right, when did you jump off the porch and fall in love with this music?
Oh, man. Man, my love for music came early on. I was really young, you know. But I would definitely say once I became dedicated to it, had to be in my teenage years. Like, seriously, like, when I was writing and, like, teaching myself to freestyle and things of that nature. Absolutely. I said about 14, 15 years old. Definitely, it was really early on for me, you know.
Okay. All right. Now, who were your influences? Like, who were some of the people that you looked up to that made you even want to pursue it?
Oh, wow. My influences come from so many places because I really love the entire community of rap, man. I mean, even being from Chicago with Lupe Fiasco, Pusha, Do or Die, You know what I'm saying? Psychodrama. But, of course, Nas, Jay, Styles T, Jada Kiss, like, these are some of my favorite artists. You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay,
I mean,
now,
it's a long
early
list,
on,
though.
early on, and a lot has changed now, especially with the emergence of drill. But early on, Chicago was known for fast rap. You had Snipers, you had Do or Die, you had Twister, the Brat. It's like every rapper from Chicago at that point in time were tongue twisting. And then you start getting guys like Kanye, Common, who, you know, didn't really incorporate that. And then all of a sudden, the emergence of drill came along. Where do you fit within all those different complex styles that Chicago offers to hip hop?
Well, I don't really have a word to describe my style of music, man. I'm just an artist, man. I'm a real MC because, again, I love the art. I love everything about the music form. But, man, I would definitely say, like, I'm like probably like a little bit of everything outside of the tongue twisting. You know, I got some consciousness. You know, I got to, you know, I got to rap about what I rap about. So, of course, it's like maybe a little bit of gangster, but I don't, you know. I just really focus on the art form and try to, you know, be as real as I possibly can to myself, too, though. Like, I don't try to make no type of song and nothing. Like, oh, I'm finna be gangsta on this one. I'm finna do woo-woo. So I just do what feel good, big dog.
No doubt. At what age, because you say you fell in love early. At what age did you start to pursue it and realize that you actually had a talent? Because, you know, somebody like myself, who I love hip-hop from the beginning to where it is today, but I've never had the talent to write a rhyme. When did you realize that you had something?
Wow. Man, you know what? It probably just came from, again, like, like when I was creating, like, the first thing that I was doing was writing poems. Like, prior to even doing any type of music, I was writing poems, and I used to write them for specific people. And the reaction that I would get, it would be like, oh, man, that's nice. I like that. So it just gave me more encouragement to continue moving forward. And I mean, maybe that's what it was. Because I can't really think of nothing, like, specific that made me think, like, damn, like, that's the only thing I can think of, man. It's just like maybe that, you know, starting from that point, like just the love of writing and, again, who I was writing for and the reaction that I was getting early on, I think that's what gave me the fuel to just keep, like, being motivated and encouraging myself ultimately to keep doing it, you know?
All right. You said you start out writing poems. How hard was it for you to transcend from writing poetry to being able to do it over beat?
Actually, it wasn't that difficult, but it is different. Like, I had to learn how to, like, catch a beat, so to speak. Like, because I used to just always just write things and then say them. Like, Sam is just, like, with no beats attached to it and stuff like that. And then it's, like, when I first got into the studio and recorded over a beat, I was like, oh, shit, wait. Like, I got to really make this happen. Like, hold on. Like, I got to study the beat. Like, I got to sit down with it and make sure everything matches. Like, so that's when I hit really, like, all right, this is how this goes. Okay, listen to this. This is when the beat drops here. Like, yeah.
Okay. All right. The name Defense. That's a very unique name when I think of in the terms of hip hop. How did that name come about for you?
Man, honestly, man, the name just came about, like, again, just being protective over my loved ones. I'm very family orientated, very loyal to those who love me, and that's how it came about. You know, I had it since I was a teenager. You know, and in today's rap industry, I just continued to use it. You know, so I could just stick out like a sore thumb. Everything about me got to stick out, so that's why I just kept the name. Cause like nobody got it, you know.
No doubt. All right, have you always been under that moniker, or have there been other names?
Oh no. That was definitely one of my main names growing up, but outside of the ones that my mother gave me, you know, when I was real little, stuff like that, like, you know, my mama used to call me Boo when I was, like, real little, you know what I'm saying? I used to be like, no, I don't want you calling me Boo. You know what I'm saying? They kind of went out the window, you know. For real, like, you know, you get of age, I'm like 10 years old, see, out the window, like, hey, Boo, I'm like, oh, no. Like, you know, back then, I was, you know, embarrassed about it, that's all, like.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, man, when we get grown, I don't think any of us want to go by those nicknames that our parents called us. Like, you don't want to be, you don't want to be 40 and still be Boo. You mama Boo, but you don't want nobody else calling you.
Exactly.
Yeah, you don't want nobody else, you know, they might take that the wrong way.
I swear, you ain't lying.
All right, so, man, I was checking out your EPK, and I ran across three things that I want to ask you about. And these were three things that you had. You had 2022 and beyond, but you had four words. Basically, these are your goals. But these four words that you had, I said, I got to ask him about these four words and what they mean to him and why he chose these words. The first is longevity. How do you relate longevity to yourself and your career and your future?
Oh, man, it's easy for me, man, because, again, I'm a true craftsman. And I really want to make my mark with this art form, man. Like, I don't want to be one of the guys that's forgotten after a year or two or even five. Oh, yeah, what's the name? Oh, yeah. We forgot. We don't know. We don't play this, you know, like that no more. So, you know, like, longevity is definitely something that I've always had in America. Again, I got a lot to offer, you know, to this entire community. Man, I love it. I grew up off of it. It's something that I really work for it. So, yeah, that's easy for me, man. For real.
All right. Also, impact.
Oh, well, the way I see it is, like I said, man, my work ethic, man, is impeccable. And what I try to do is just, I try to make sure that, you know, I'm giving anybody that takes the time out to listen to what it is that I'm saying something that they can be proud of. Like, man, I like dude. Like, dude really can rap, but he's also entertaining. And that's why you will see me play around a lot with different types of styles, different types of, you know, different types of sounds. You know, I don't really try to stay formatted in one area. Like, okay, dude, he known for doing this or he known for doing that. Like, you will see me just play around with different types of things, different types of subject matters. So, again, I got something for everybody's ears, you know. So I just try to make sure that, again, I'm as impactful as I possibly can, you know?
Okay. Then we had, let me go back to it real quick. While I flip back, how competitive is the Chicago music scene?
One more time, bro.
The Chicago music scene, with you having drill and the drill movement, like, how competitive is the music scene? Like, or the DJs, radio stations, are they real supportive of the independent artists in Chicago?
Man, honestly, in my opinion, I would say, like, I couldn't tell you honestly, man, because I really don't even I don't really have the time to really like sit down and really like, you know, do the things that I used to. Like, I don't really have a lot of freedoms at my hands, so to speak. You know, like, I be up early in the morning, late at night, so I don't really get a chance to really hear and do a lot of things that most people would do or should be doing if they're in my situation. But I don't know, brother. I really couldn't tell you, man. Thousand pardons, man.
No doubt. All right, now back to the goal. Awareness.
I'm sorry, did you say awareness?
Yeah. Yep.
Yes, sir.
I dropped back on your goals, awareness.
Oh, man. The awareness portion for me is just knowing what my abilities are. You know, knowing what my strong points are and working on them, enhancing them, you know. Because, again, I just try to be as different as I possibly can, you know, but at the same time, not trying to go too far away from the goal. Because I know, like, people would, like, tend to, should I say, put distance between you and your art if you're going too far over the head. Like, I don't try to, like, go too far right or too far left, but I just try to hone in on my own abilities and make sure that I'm putting out things that people can appreciate at the end of the day, you know?
All right. And that last one was inspiration.
Oh, man, the inspiration. The inspiration is it's just when I break rest every morning, you know, I'm inspired. And I just try to inspire others to do well because we come from some rugged background. You know, we come from places where we wasn't supposed to survive. So the only thing we can do is continue to motivate others through example. Because it's a lot of people that be like, yeah, man, do this, do that, and you should be doing this. And it's nothing like seeing an example of somebody who can, you know, be the rose cracking the pavement, so to speak, you know?
All right. Okay, no doubt. All right. You had a couple of songs. Before we talk about Tsunami, you had a couple of songs I want to ask you about. The first one is Heaven's Toolbox. Tell me a little bit about Heaven's Toolbox.
Oh, man. Again, it's one of those songs where I kind of tapped into my poetry side, right? So what happened was when I first heard the beat, I was going to dedicate the song towards the passing of my mother. And I couldn't even write it. I couldn't finish it off. So in my mind, I'm thinking to myself, like, man, this is still like a heartfelt song. Again, I don't go premeditated. I listened to a beat and be like, oh, this is what the beat telling me to do. So I came up with Heaven's Toolbox, man. And, again, I just felt like it was a heartfelt song. I thought, again, that it'd be impactful to the culture, especially considering what we're going through here in Chicago. I know you spoke about the drill culture. And, again, I'm just one of those type of people that try to bring some type of balance, you know, especially, you know, by me really experiencing certain things and certain trials, certain errors, and seeing people go through the problems and complications. It's like, man, I'm going to give them half a toolbox, you know.
Okay. And another one that caught my attention was George Jetson.
For sure.
Tell me a little bit about George Jetson.
Well, man, George Jetson, man, you know, he from the space age, man. He living different, man. You know, it's just pretty much like, you know, I elevated beyond, you know, what's at the surface level. Like, it's not like, oh, yeah, I'm saying, like, I'm better than you, ha, 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 ha. But it's more like, you know what, I'm beyond, you know, the pettiness that people really just be going through or putting themselves through every day. Like, that's what it's all about, like. I'm past that. We on something else, you know?
Okay.
And then,
right,
of course,
now,
I have my brother.
Yeah, who was the teacher on George Jetson with you?
Yeah, man, my brother Chaos Osiris, man. He was on the feature with me, man. He went super crazy at the end.
He did. He definitely did.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, you're currently pushing this record, Tsunami. Tell me about Tsunami, who produced it, the video, the concept. Tell me why the world needs to listen to Tsunami.
Oh, man. All right. Well, first of all, Tsunami produced by my brother G Fools. He mainly produced all of my material up to date almost. I don't really like working with that many people, honestly. And, man, Tsunami, man, was a concept that I came up with because I'm pretty much describing myself. It's an undeniable force. It's destructive. And you can see it from miles away, you know. So I just gave, again, the people that are listening to me a little glimpse into who I am, like, and what I'm trying to do. Again, my impact, what it is I'm trying to do. And, man, Tsunami is probably one of the most funnest projects that I made. It's entertaining. And for people who really still like MCing and rap, like, I still got the bars in there. You know, I'm real crafty with the way I put things together, so everybody can enjoy it, you know, no matter if you were in the club, no matter if you ride down the street in the car, like, it's something in that song for everybody, seriously.
No doubt. All right, now, before I have you introduce Tsunami to the people, because we're going to end this interview with me dropping that record.
Yes, sir. Highly appreciate
it. My question is this. But before I end, I want you to answer this question, because I have a huge fan base when it comes to independent artists.
Yes, sir.
My question is, what is the most important thing you've learned as an independent artist?
Woo! Man, I learned several things, but the most important thing is, man, I don't know if it's just one, big dog. Oh, you got to pardon myself, because I'm going to say patience, one, and then two, you have to have your own financial backing. I mean, those like the main two for me, because honestly, man, if you don't got your situation in order, man, ain't nothing going nowhere, you know? I mean, man, that's a deep conversation to dive into, so it's like... Yeah, man, you definitely got to have your finances in order, man, because it's difficult to start off. And again, if you don't have the patience, man, you are throwing the towel. So you got to be passionate about what it is that you want to do and have that patience, man, because it's a hard road. It's difficult. And if it wasn't difficult, then everybody would be at the top and winning. So.
Absolutely. All right, my guy, before I have you introduce this record, let the world know where they can find your socials and where they can check their music out.
Oh, man, Chicago's Defense on Facebook, Instagram, Chicago's Defense on TikTok, Chicago's Defense on Twitter, as well as my YouTube channel, Chicago's Defense. So I'm that all across the board.
All right. Introduce this joint to the world.
Man, this is Tsunami, man. This is my seventh project, man. Go crazy. Turn me up. Love and appreciate y'all, man.
Appreciate it, my G.
Yes, sir. Peace and blessings, sir. Tsunami's coming.
thinking captain drip, I tip the ship, I call it the tsunami. She spreads her legs and rip my bed, I call it the tsunami. Started underground and watched them drown, I call it the tsunami. Wet them up, tsunami. Flood the town, tsunami. 50 captain drip, I tip the ship, I call it the tsunami. She spreads her legs and wet my bed, I call it the tsunami. Started underground and watched them drown, I call it the tsunami. Wet them up, tsunami. Flood the town, tsunami. Snatching shit and taking off, but I am not a burglar. Writing tracks just like a Kona, the return of Silver Surfer. On the net and typing keys, the only thing these niggas murder. Covered by the bread, getting cheese like a burger. But we flip blocks like a patty, and his auntie called me daddy. Me and Jacob Phillips kicking back inside the caddy. Knee high to a duck with that fully automatic. Attack like killer whales, send them razor shales. This chosen shall prevail. My soul is not for sale. He the captain of the boat, knock the wind from his sail. Message to the bros, living in a sail. They only say they love you when you sitting in the jail. We thinking captain drip, I tip the ship, I call it the tsunami. She spreads her legs and rip my bed, I call it the tsunami. Started underground and watched them drown, I call it the tsunami. Wet them up, tsunami. Flood the town, tsunami. 50 captain drip, I tip the ship, I call it the tsunami. She spreads her legs and wet my bed, I call it the tsunami. Started underground and watched them drown, I call it the tsunami. Wet them up, tsunami. Flood the town, tsunami. I show her love without the glove, but I'm not Gary Payton. I thought that y'all was parting ways, but I got tired of waiting. She got to me, I made a bus, but I'm not CTA. I go deep like a sewer, the shooters in the Uber. Maneuver through manure, and just buy some kicks that's newer. Rising up the tide, flipping over rides. I got the motion, hit commotion, swept into the ocean. Earth, wind, and fire, your favorite rappers liars. There will come a time where all this fake shit will expire. Walked amongst the wisest, conquered everything that tried us. Simple complications getting turned into a crisis. I am not a traveler, but I'm lord of my vices. Nicky captain drip, I tip the ship, I call it the tsunami. She spreads her legs and wet my bed, I call it the tsunami. Started underground and watched them drown, I call it the tsunami. Flood them up, tsunami. Flood the town, tsunami. Tsunami, 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 tsunami.